Hello and welcome to The Furnace, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Who are the people you don't like? Are there people you hate? Loving our enemies, that hardest of things. Yes, also one of the smartest and noblest of things. One of the reasons the world is in such a terrible place is because you and I do not take time to think about and to choose to love our enemies. So many of the walls put up in our society are there because we haven't loved them and because we don't love them. Sure, they may be in part to blame, but so are we, because if we haven't loved them, we have mismanaged the situation and blown it up. Of course, in justice, it is not okay for people to do wrong to us. It is never okay. But nor is it right for us to do wrong to others. Not loving our enemies is doing wrong. We are not giving them the honour and respect they deserve and themselves have received from God their Father. If we truly want to be free, even of what others think of us, then we will love our enemies. A simple way to do this is every day to do one small service for them. And even if I do not see them, by the end of the day, to say a prayer for them. It is such simple acts which transform the world, set us free and make us truly sons and daughters of infinite love and freedom. Let us pray. O God, by whom we are redeemed and receive adoption, look graciously upon your beloved sons and daughters, that those who believe in Christ may receive true freedom and an everlasting inheritance. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.